Nolte, national media's spectacular failure on Tara Reid's story is deliberate. By John Nolte on May 8, 2020. Tara Reid now has seven pieces of corroboration that back up her claim that Joe Biden sexually assaulted her in 1993. And the national media are not responsible for uncovering a single one of them. A kind way to put it would be to say the national media are inept and useless. That would be a lie. To a certain point, there's no question the corporate media are inept and useless. But in the case of Tara Reid, the media are once again proving just how corrupt and evil they are. The seven pieces of corroboration come down to the following. Five witnesses who corroborate Reid's allegation in some way. Independent investigative reporter Rich McHugh uncovered all five. Videotape of Reid's anguished mother calling into a 1993 edition of CNN's Larry King Live asking for advice about her daughter's problems with a prominent senator. Although Reid had told interviewers about the existence of this tape, CNN was not the news outlet that found its own video. Instead, someone who listened to a podcast about Reid's story tracked it down. A 1996 court document where Reid's then-husband relates her telling him in 1993 about problems in Biden's Senate office that forced her exit and had a very traumatic effect on her and that she is still sensitive and affected by it today. Was this extraordinary legal filing uncovered by way of the limitless resources of the New York Times or the Washington Post? Was it uncovered by way of a dogged determination to find the truth at NBC News, CBS News, ABC News, PBS, NPR, CNN, or MSNBC? Of course not. Are you drunk? It was uncovered by local media, by the Tribune in San Luis Obispo, California. Tara Reid is a lifelong Democrat. Tara Reid is Joe Biden's eighth accuser. Joe Biden is the presumptive Democrat nominee for the presidency. We are supposed to be in the era of #MeToo, an era where women are supposed to have their allegations treated seriously. An era that is supposed to forever put an end to powerful men who have been credibly accused. Nevertheless, the very same national media who went on a two-week feeding frenzy to destroy Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, and did so based on the testimony of his accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, a kook who could not prove she ever knew or had even met Kavanaugh, a woman who was caught lying more than once, who had no corroboration, and whose own witnesses refuted her allegation. This very same national media are not only getting repeatedly scooped by local media, independent reporters, and a citizen who listened to a podcast. This very same national media have been dismissing Reid's allegation or misleading the public in the futile hope of killing the scandal. The far-left Associated Press, AP, could have broken the Reid story last year. Instead, the AP decided not to run what they had in 2019, including an interview with Reid. The AP only ran what they had a few days ago, when they published a story with the false allegation that Reid had changed her story since 2019. According to the AP, Reid told them she never filed a harassment claim. This was a total lie. All Reid told them is that she did not use the word harassment in the complaint. The AP was forced to update its piece. What's more, even the AP's own reporting proved one. Reid had told the AP she filed a complaint against Biden and two. What she described in the complaint is, by any reasonable definition, textbook sexual harassment. McHugh and The Intercept's Ryan Grimm have both interviewed Reid extensively over the past few weeks, and both confirm she did not change her story about the complaint. So here you have a case of the AP sitting on a bombshell story that would have damaged a Democrat, even when they had the opportunity to be the first to break it. And when the AP did run the story, they published falsehoods in an effort to discredit Reid. The far-left New York Times also embarrassed itself last month and did so in a few ways. To begin with, the Times wrote this hilarious falsehood. No other allegation about sexual assault surfaced in the course of our reporting, nor did any former Biden staff corroborate Reid's allegation. We found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Biden, beyond hugs, kisses and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable. Yes, the Times actually wrote, "We found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Biden, beyond hugs, kisses and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable." Once that howler went public, rather than admit Biden does have a lifetime pattern of inappropriate behavior, including eight accusers, the Times chose to protect rapey Joe by deleting the sentence entirely. The Times also said it found Reid's claim wanting after conducting an exhaustive investigation. And then, lmao, just a few days after the Times's oh-so exhaustive investigation, McHugh found two more corroborating witnesses, and that CNN video was uncovered. The rest of the fake media, left-wing outlets like CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, ABC, NPR, PBS, NBC, etc. are choosing to be repeatedly scooped in the hopes the story will just go away if they ignore it. What's more, according to Reid, these outlets refuse to interview her on camera, which tells you how scared they are of her and her corroborating information. Because you can bet that if a Jake Tapper or George Stephanopoulos or Rachel Maddow believed they could destroy Reid and save Biden during a nationally televised interview, they would. So they choose not to interview her, so that big news-making opportunity went to independent journalist Megyn Kelly instead. Anyway, the corporate media hoping to ignore Reid's increasingly credible allegation is a pretty stupid plan in this, the new media era. But desperation breeds stupidity, and now, Biden is being slowly bled to death by this scandal, which is exactly what he deserves. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.